As the song goes, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. And this is where I see our global community right now, not sure where we are going, and following whatever road presents itself in hopes that it will lead us to something better than what we now enjoy or struggle with, as nearly half the world's population now does, regarding food, water, shelter, and space to live. What we need is a global strategic plan for humanity, the human condition, if you will, including goals and objectives, measurable outcomes of success, and assessment protocols to identify and fix deficiencies in the process. Businesses, from little craft stores to mega corporations, use strategic planning and periodic assessment in order to succeed. Businesses understand that in order to succeed, they must be relevant. Well, I believe the same is true for nations and individuals. In the game of economics, there is a direct correlation between relevance and economic sustainability. If a vendor is not relevant to clients, that vendor will cease to thrive. I think our nation needs to grapple with its own relevance right now, both within our borders and without, because the rest of the world is measuring us, whether we like it or not. Standing at the threshold of the second decade of this new millennium, I hope we will seriously consider what it is going to take to move all 6 to 7 billion of us into the future. Bombs do not compel us nearly so much as water, food, and shelter. In fact, bombs are the recourse for those who lack these essentials. This is the lesson we have been taught in past and are now experiencing again around the world. Satisfy just the basic needs of people, and we find less need for violent protestation. It has been said that an empty stomach does not make a good political advisor. This is because survival is one step from demise, and fear of demise begets desperation, as we see with terrorism. Epidemic disease, famine, civil war, multinational war, even terrorism as we now face, these are all symptoms of insufficient health and well-being among the populace as a result of insufficient natural resources. As an optimist, 2007 holds good promise as I see it. We are at a strategic crossroads. We can embrace inventive opportunity in response to global change and benefit from the economic gains that invention sires, or we can continue to fight the reality of change and remain mired in the past. History, however, is littered with the bones of species and cultures that failed to notice or heed change around them. As a global people, we have the knowledge to help guide us as a global community. What we need is responsible global resolve to take actions that strategically protect and provide clean air to breathe, clean water to drink, healthy food to eat, shelter from the elements, and space within which to live. To do otherwise perpetuates the past instead of inventing the future.